Amen Guide. Rag a cut compose in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level. Today we're building a workflow you can actually use fast. Warp an Amen the right way, slice it into a drum rack, write a rag-leaning core loop, then start talking in that jungle edit language with stutters, reverses, slips, and dropouts. And we'll finish by arranging 16 bars so it feels like a real drop section, not just a loop that never goes anywhere. Before we touch anything, quick mindset check. The Amen is already a performance. Your job is to keep that performance intact while you rearrange it like a DJ cutting dubplates. So, stable anchors, controlled chaos, and edits as punctuation. Cool. Let's set up. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic jungle pocket. Fast, but it still breathes. Create an audio track called Amen Source. Create a MIDI track called Amen Rack, if you want. Add another MIDI track for a top loop or hats layer later, but don't commit to that yet. Also, turn on the groove pool view now. We're going to use swing later, and it's better when it's already sitting there waiting. Step 1. Import and warp the Amen properly. Tight, but natural. Drag your Amen sample onto the Amen source audio track. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For warp mode, start on beats. Set preserve to transient. Set transient loop mode to off. That usually keeps breaks clean. If you get nasty clicking or grainy artifacts, then try texture mode with a grain size around 10 to 20 milliseconds. But most of the time, beats is the move for this. Now here's the part that separates it kind of loops from it actually slaps. You need the real downbeat. Zoom in at the start and find the true first kick, not the vinyl noise, not the little pre-hit. The first actual kick transient. Right-click that transient and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. Zoom out. Most classic Amen samples are a 4-bar phrase. Your goal is that the end of the phrase lands right at about 5.1.1, meaning 4 full bars completed. If it drifts, don't go warp marker crazy. Add one warp marker near the final downbeat of the phrase, and gently line it up. Think warp the phrase, not warp every hit. Overwarping is how you kill the bounce and end up with that robotic, flimsy break. Teacher tip. Play it looped while watching the grid, but judge with your ears. If the snare starts flaming against the grid in a weird way, fix the phrase alignment. If it's slightly human but still consistent, that's often perfect for jungle. Step 2. Slice to a drum rack. This is the fastest Raga edit workflow. Right-click the Amen clip, and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient, 1 slice per transient. Use the built-in Slice to Drum Rack preset. Default is fine. Now you've got a drum rack full of samplers, each one a chop. Great, but it's not playable yet. We make it playable. Open the drum rack. Click a few keypads, a kick, your main snare, a hat, and a ghost note. In each sampler, set the mode to one shot. Turn warp off inside sampler. That keeps the transient punch. If you hear clicks, add a tiny fade-in, like 1 to 3 milliseconds. That's often all it takes. Then micro-adjust the start point so the hit speaks immediately. Don't be afraid to shave a tiny bit of pre-transient fluff. Extra coach move, shorten the end point slightly on key hits, especially ghosts and hats. If tails overlap too much, your groove smears. Jungle-like density, but it has to be intentional density, not accidental layering. Now, mapping. This is huge for speed. Move your best kick to C1. Move your best snare to D1. Put hats and ghosts around F-sharp 1 and G-sharp 1, or any layout you personally memorize. The point is, when you're writing and editing, your hands and eyes know where the anchors live. Expansion move. Build a control pad row. Duplicate a few important slices onto nearby pads, especially the snare and one ghost. Make each one behave differently. One normal snare. One short snare with a shorter decay or end point. Like a tight tick, one reversed snare, one pitched up 2 semitones for a bright accent, one pitched down 2 semitones for a darker accent. Now you can compose like you're cutting a sampler, without hunting for new samples mid-flow. Step 3. Build a core Raga Amen pattern. 2 bars. On the Amen Rock MIDI track, create a MIDI clip that's 2 bars long. Set your grid to 1/16, and keep triplet grid available, because Raga flicks often live in that triplet energy. Start with anchor logic. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's bar counting, that's 1.2 and 1.4 in bar 1. Then the same in bar 2. Those snares are your dancers know where they are points. Do not mess with those until the groove already works. Now place the kick. Put a kick on 1.1. Add another kick in the first beat area, like 1.1.3, depending on how your slices line up, and maybe to kick around 1.3 if it fits the vibe. This is where you listen, not just place notes. The amen kick and ghost notes already imply motion. You're choosing which parts you want to emphasize. Now ghost notes. Place tiny hits a 16th before the snares, like 1.1.4 leading into 1.2, and 1.3.4 leading into 1.4. Use quieter ghost slices, not full hits. Then shape velocity like a drummer, not like a spreadsheet. Main snare, 110 to 127. Kick, 90 to 120. Ghosts and hats, 30 to 80. If everything is loud, nothing is loud. Ghost notes only work when they're actually ghosts. Now swing. In the groove pool, try swing 16-65 or an NPC style 16 swing. Apply it at about 40 to 70%. If it feels right, commit it. And here's an intermediate pocket trick. If your break feels like it's leaning behind your sub and your bass is doing the heavy forward motion, try track delay on the amen rack track. Nudge it earlier by about minus 5 to minus 15 milliseconds. Tiny move, massive difference. Step 4. Rag a cut edits. This is the compose part. Rule. 1 or 2 edits per bar, max, especially at first. Too many edits is how you lose the dance and end up with a fill that never ends. Edit type 1. Snare stutter. Right before a phrase change, duplicate the snare hit into a controlled repeat. Use 1/16 or 1/32. If you're on live 12, cheat smart, select the snare note and use MIDI transform, add repeats. Set to 1/32 for a fast roll, or try 1/24 for a tripletish ragga energy. Keep it short and purposeful, like a drummer doing a quick press roll, not a machine gun for two full beats. Edit type 2. Kick slip. Take one kick and move it earlier by a 16th. Instant urgency. The key is, keep your main snare anchor stable while you create chaos around them. That's the ragga feeling. Backbone plus attitude. Edit type 3. Reverse hit for tension. Take your snare slice, duplicate it to a new pad, and turn reverse on in simpler. Give it a short decay, so it's a quick inhale. Place it a 16th before a main snare so it sucks into the hit. Edit type 4. Drop out. Negative space. Remove something. Drop the kick on bar 4 beat 1, or remove hats for a moment. Silence is an edit. And in jungle, silence makes the next snare feel twice as big. Turnarounds. Bar 4 and bar 8 are your best friends. Make bar 4 different so the loop breathes. Add a quick fill in the last half bar. A few extra ghosts, a short roll, maybe a reverse into the downbeat. Think of it like punctuation at the end of a sentence. The audience should feel, okay, that's the loop, even if they can't explain why. Advanced variation idea. Micro call and response inside one bar. Beat 1 to 2 is the statement, clean and stable. Beat 3 to 4 is the answer. One edit, like a reverse, roll, or dropout. Keep the main snare placement consistent, and it reads as ragga without losing the floor. Step 5. Process the amen for modern DNB weight using stock devices. Punch, not mush. Put these after the drum rack on the amen rack track. First, EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, cut a bit around 250 to 400. If it needs air, gently lift 7 to 10k. But don't turn your cymbals into razors. Second, drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Taste. Crunch optional, 0 to 10. Boom. Choose 20 to 40 Hz if you want sub implication, or 50 to 60 if you want more punch, depending on where your bass lives. Use stamp so it doesn't get fizzy. And don't ignore the transient control. If your chain starts flattening the attack, a small transient boost can bring back snap. If it's too pokey, pull transient down slightly. Third, glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. This is glue, not destruction. Soft clip can help tame peaks if you're pushing. Optional fourth, saturator. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This is thickness and density, not let's ruin the break. Now the DNB trick. Parallel smash. Create return track A. Name it Amen Smash. Put overdrive on it, set the frequency around 2 to 4k. Drive moderate. Add a compressor with fast attack and medium release, hitting it harder. Then EQ 8, roll off lows below about 120 so you don't mess up the sub. Send the amen track to this return around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Just enough grit that when you mute it, you miss it, but when it's on, it doesn't sound obviously distorted. Extra sound design coaching. If your mix is fighting itself, split top and body. Duplicate your amen rack track. On the top version, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. focus on presence and crispness with lighter processing. On the body version, low pass around 4 to 8K, focus on punch and weight, and hit drum bus and glue there. This lets you push level without cymbals shredding your ears. Step 6. Compose a 16-bar raga arrangement. Drop ready. Here's a practical blueprint you can follow immediately. Bars 1 to 4, intro tease. Use an EQ8 low pass around 8 to 12K to keep it filtered. Make it sparse. Let space exist. If you want, add a dub siren or vocal one shot as EQ near bar 4. Keep it tasteful. One good shout is better than 12 random samples. Bars 5 to 12, main drop. Bring in the full amen rack pattern. Every two bars, do a small variation. One stutter, one dropout, one reverse inhale. Just one noticeable thing. If you add a top hat loop layer, keep it subtle. You want to preserve the break identity, not cover it with a trance hi-hat. Bars 13 to 16, escalate and turn around. Increase density a bit. More ghosts, slightly more hat chatter, but keep your anchor snare consistent. On bar 16, do a signature fill that clearly resets the phrase. A classic option, reverse into the downbeat, half bar stutter, then a short silence, like an eighth note of nothing, right before the drop returns. That tiny gap is tension you can feel in your chest. Arrangement upgrade. Automate just three things across the 16 bars. Automate a high pass or low pass filter opening from intro into drop. Automate the parallel smash send amount, low early and higher at peaks. Automate reverb sends on one shots only, sparingly, so you get space cues without washing out the drums.